1959, Blue Note Records, and the song called Hipsippi Blues from Hank Mobley, In the Messengers.
Support for jazz on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Thank you.
Red hits the jackpot. Next. That's the music of Ben Allison with Steve Cardenas. And that one comes from Cowboy Justice. It's a Palmetto release from 2006 with trumpeter Ron Horton and drummer Jeff Ballard. Wheezy is the title of the song, preceded by one called Here at the Bottom of the Sky. I Know the Feeling. Drew Gress at the acoustic bass, Tim Byrne, Yuri Kane, and Tom Rainey, and a nice round of drums on Here at the Bottom of the Sky, on an album called Spin and Drift from bassist Drew Gress, followed by bassist Ben Allison. Here's Brian Charette, No Bassist Needed, Triple Threat, Ed Cherry at the guitar, Bill Stewart at the drums, and Corey Weeds playing the saxophone, tenor saxophone this time, on Triple Threat, Brian Charette on Cellar Music, out in 2022, and the album Jackpot. Thank you. So much wonderful music in the world. Triple Threat and the album Jackpot from organist Brian Charette here on Jazz with David Bassey. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Why not take our survey at davidbasse.com?
Support for Jazz on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Thank you.
Up next, Thelonious Monk does a little old-time gospel. Really. Sullivan Fortner there at the piano, joining a young drummer named Aaron Sieber. And Aaron performing at Ornithology Jazz Club on October the 19th of 2021. And Sullivan ringing them bells on the one called Out of the Past. It's a Benny Golson composition. It includes a wonderful cast of characters, including Tim Green on the alto, Ogano Okego at the bass, and Warren Wolf at the vibraphones, Aaron Sieber, and Grammy winner Sullivan Fortner at the piano. Dexter Gordon preceding that, Sonny Clark, Billy Higgins, Butch Warren, and one recorded August 27th of 1962. In and Out they are. 3 hours done. Go is the album from Blue Note Records, 87-94-2. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey. You know, we try to go to the depth and breadth of jazz to find you this wonderful, wonderful music. This one from 1959 and Thelonious Monk. Thank you. From July 20, 1959, a two-album set from Thelonious Monk on the international SAM Records. It's a quintet this time for Monk, Charlie Rouse, and Barney Willen on the saxophones.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 75 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 75 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Joe Biden says he's completely ruled out leaving the presidential race. He's faced criticism for more than a week since his poor performance in last week's debate with presidential challenger Donald Trump. Biden acknowledges that he did not do well and says he had a bad cold and was exhausted during the debate, so wasn't focused well enough.
Even when I was answering a question, even when I turned his mic off, he was still shouting. And I let it distract me. I'm not blaming on that, but I realized that I just wasn't in control.
Biden made his comments in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. Former President Trump is asking a Florida judge hearing his trial on charges of mishandling classified documents to put proceedings on hold until she rules on his claim of immunity. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Trump says a recent Supreme Court ruling boosts his claim that the case should be dismissed.
Lawyers for former President Trump are asking U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon for a timetable that would set aside nearly all proceedings until September, while the court takes additional briefs on the immunity question. In court papers, Trump says the recent Supreme Court decision, quote, guts the special counsel office's position that President Trump has no immunity in the case. Trump and his lawyers have already filed a motion to dismiss the charges, claiming that as president, he designated the classified documents as personal records. Judge Cannon, a Trump appointee, hasn't yet ruled on the request or scheduled a hearing. The brief says a key issue Cannon will have to decide is how much of the former president's alleged misconduct was official and how much was unofficial. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Lawyers for Elon Musk are asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit brought by former Twitter shareholders. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Musk denies he duped investors in his acquisition of the social media sites.
Musk is fighting against a security frauds lawsuit, alleging the billionaire waited 11 days to reveal his stake in Twitter back in 2022. Former Twitter shareholders say that delay saved Musk around $143 million and cost investors serious money. Under securities law, Musk was supposed to alert regulators within 10 days after purchasing 5% or more of Twitter stock. Musk now says his failure to do so was a mistake and not a scheme to defraud. Lawyers for Musk say he misunderstood a federal disclosure law. He eventually purchased Twitter, now X, for $44 billion in October 2022. Internal financial documents show the company's value has dropped by more than 70% since then. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Violence has been a part of the extended 4th of July weekend celebrations in some cities this year. Officials say at least 33 people have been killed nationwide so far, and dozens more people have been injured. In Chicago, at least 11 people have been killed and 55 others wounded. Violence also prompted officials in Chicago to close a beach early through the weekend. You're listening to NPR News. Some voting rights experts are raising questions about the future of the Voting Rights Act, that after a redistricting lawsuit in Arkansas recently took an unusual turn. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, civil rights groups decided not to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review a lower court ruling. That ruling threatens to end a key tool for enforcing the law's protections against racial discrimination in the elections process.
For decades, private individuals and groups have brought the majority of lawsuits for enforcing protections against racial discrimination in elections under the Voting Rights Act, Section 2. Last year, a panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that private individuals and groups are not allowed to sue because they're not explicitly named in the words of Section 2. That ruling applies only to 7 states in the Midwest and South. Sophia Lynn Lakin of the American Civil Liberties Union says they're now considering bringing another lawsuit under a different law to challenge Arkansas's state legislative map.
Black Arkansans' rights can still be safeguarded by other means.
That other law was once part of the protections in the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
Tropical storm Beryl is now on its way toward Texas after crossing over Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula today. Beryl was once a Category 5 storm, but its wind speeds have slowed to 60 miles an hour after striking Mexico. It's, however, expected to become a hurricane again before reaching the U.S. While at least 11 people died across the Caribbean from Beryl earlier this week, Mexican officials say there were no deaths from the storm. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today, setting several records. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Cyrus Chestnut, one of the young lions in the early 1990s, still at it, and Kim's out with a new album, about once a year, on High Note Records. I'm David Bassey. Consistency in the world of jazz is a very important thing. Here's a composition from Cyrus Chestnut. Working Out Just Fine is the title of the song. Hope it's working out for you, too. Thank you. Up next, the Bobby Scott composition from the 60s called A Taste of Honey, done by guitarist John Stein. We just heard a song called Working Out Just Fine. It's written by Cyrus Chestnut, the pianist, on an album called My Father's Hands. Peter Washington's at the bass, and Lewis Nash is playing the drums. Cyrus Chestnut recorded December 14th of 2021 with Catherine Miller for High Note Records. How about A Taste of Honey? This is one you don't hear that often, covered here by John Stein on his album Watershed. Thank you. big hit in the 1960s, A Taste of Honey, done by guitarist John Stein. On his album Watershed, on Wailing City Sound from Dartmouth, Mass. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey, and perhaps you're a business owner, and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassey listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and community radio stations across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks. Coming up next, a long list of troubles without that annoying phone call or a piece of paper. That's a song called Sierre. Sierre recorded it Marion's Jazz Room in Bern, Switzerland, on April 24th of 2016 by Ron Kurtz. Two Continents, One Groove is the T.S. Monk project, T.S. Monk Live. Sierre, the song, written by T.S. Monk, with Helen Sung and Josh Evans in the band. Here's Grammy winner Gregory Porter and A Long List of Troubles. The album's out on Blue Note Records, and the album is called All Rise. And The Long List of Troubles, okay, not that long.
Just like cold steel shot hot out of a gun. Just like an orange peel left all day in the sun. I've got no feel that's done left me scarred. What don't kill me has done made me hard. Whoa, whoa. Just like storms feel when you've got no place to run. Just like love feels when you thought she was the one. From the school of a hard knocks, trapped between a rock and a hard place. I'm just a man under pressure, like Muddy Waters said. Disappointment can drop me from a thousand stories high. I got a spare set of wings, watch me fly, oh. Just like storms feel when you've no place to run. Like love feels, you thought she was the one. The school of a hard knocks, right between a rock and a hard place. What don't kill me has done made me hard. Ooh. I've learned to breathe underwater and lay fire to bed. I'm just a man under pressure, like Muddy Waters said. Disappointment can drop me from a thousand stories high. I've got a spare pair of wings, oh, watch me fly, oh, yeah. Through with you. I've been lonely a long time. I'm hungry now, and I was hungry then.
Jazzers have been extolling Elmo Hope, the songwriter, for many years. Mo is On is an Elmo Hope composition for Grant Stewart and Bruce Harris on Lighting of the Lamps, Cellar Music. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassi, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on Sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available.
Triste viver na solidão, na dor cruel de uma paixão. Triste saber que ninguém pode viver de ilusão, que nunca vai ser, nunca vai dar. O sonhador tem que acordar, sua beleza é um avião demais pra um pobre coração, que para pra te ver passar, só pra me maltratar. Triste viver na solidão.
Two cats blowing in from Chicago. In 1957, Cliff Jordan and John Gilmore. We just heard one called Stroh. Ernesto Savini is a drummer, and Tetrahedron is his album on Anzac Records this time. And Stroh, written for the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Marcus Stroman. And Ernesto Savini, joined there by a cool group of folks, Luis Stennis at the alto saxophone, Near Felder guitar, and Rich Brown on the electric bass, preceded by my old pal, Tierney Sutton, Paris Sessions 2, Triste.
Thank you.
March 3rd, 1957, Blue Note 8977, and Clifford Jordan with John Gilmore, and a song called Let It Stand. Blowing In from Chicago was the album.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 71 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. It's 71 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. In an interview with ABC News, President Joe Biden said he has no intention of dropping out of the race for president. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this sit-down was part of an ongoing effort from Biden and his campaign to reassure Democrats who were nervous after his poor debate performance last week.
ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos pressed Biden on whether he really has what it takes to serve another 4 years and to win the election just 4 months away.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends on unless the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
Biden said the debate was just a bad night, that he was exhausted, had a cold, was distracted by Trump talking even when his microphone was off. In the interview, some of Biden's answers were garbled. Others were defiant, insisting the polls are inaccurate and that he will prove the doubters wrong. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Officials in Texas are warning coastal residents to be prepared for Tropical Storm Beryl. Beryl is now over the Gulf of Mexico after crossing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It's expected to gather strength before reaching Texas early next week. Acting Governor Dan Patrick is telling Gulf Coast residents to get ready now.
It would be here likely on Monday, and we'd start seeing the impact of that starting on Sunday. Again, we're preparing for the worst, praying and hoping for the least amount of rain and a lesser storm, but you want to be in position of wherever you're going to be by Monday.
California residents are facing extreme fire weather, with temperatures nearing a record-breaking 120 degrees in some places. From member station North State Public Radio, Ava Norgrove has the latest on the Thompson Fire that's been burning all week about 100 miles north of Sacramento.
The Thompson Fire has forced the evacuation of thousands of Butte County residents since Tuesday morning. At least 25 buildings have been destroyed, and the number could go up as officials continue to assess damages. CAL FIRE reports 4,000 more homes are currently threatened by the fire.
What that means is that that's the number of homes, residences that are within the evacuation zone areas.
Rick Carhart is the public information officer for the Butte County Fire Department.
This fire is not out by any stretch of the imagination. There's not a lot of fire activity to be seen. There's not a lot of smoke in the air. There's not a lot of active flames, but there is still potential.
Going into this weekend, he says the biggest challenge for firefighters is the extreme heat. For NPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove in Chico.
Media reports say reform candidate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election. He beat a hardliner candidate by promising to reach out to the West and to ease the enforcement of the country's mandatory headscarf law. Years of sanctions and protests have been damaging to the Islamic Republic and to its citizens. You're listening to NPR News. Funerals have been held for six protesters killed during violent demonstrations that have hit Kenya over the past 3 weeks. At least 41 people have died since protests began in mid-June. And as Emmanuel Igunza reports, protesters are vowing to continue their efforts this weekend.
Thousands of mourners, including opposition leaders, attended the burial of Rex Masai, a 29-year-old who was the first victim of the ongoing anti-government protests. Mourners say they will continue with countrywide protests to demand justice for his killing and the death of other protesters shot by police. Other victims were buried in Nairobi and in Western Kenya. It came as President William Ruto proposed further austerity measures, including dissolution of state corporations and suspension of non-essential travel. These have been key demands of demonstrators. And in a rare move, the president took tough questions for hours during a live session on X, where he made promises of improving the country's economy. For NPR News, I'm Emmanuel Igunza in Nairobi.
U.S. forces in the West African nation of Niger are pulling out. Their departure follows a request by the country's new ruling junta that they leave. Forces from one small base are leaving this weekend, while a drone facility with less than 500 troops will be closed down in August. Some of the forces are being moved to other countries in West Africa. France beat Portugal 5-3 in a penalty shootout today. The win places them in the European Championship semifinals and ends Cristiano Ronaldo's effort to win the title. The 39-year-old Ronaldo says this will be his last European Championship. France will now play Spain, which beat host Germany 2-1 in extra time. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Jane Gross, whose bequest supports NPR's commitment to creating a more informed public by distributing programming that meets the highest standards of public service and journalism. This is NPR.
In the tumultuous 1950s, modern jazz drummer Max Roach was experimenting with owning his own record company and releasing his own records. I'm David Bassey. Add to that, his bandmate Clifford Brown had died in a car accident, and his other bandmate, Charlie Parker, had passed away. Max Roach now, and the Max Roach 4, in a tribute to Charlie Parker, and the song Raoul. Thank you. Coming up is Charles Mingus and an Atlantic release called Oh Yeah. We just heard drummer Max Roach, the Max Roach Four, play Charlie Parker on Mercury Records this time, and it featured Kenny Dorham at the trumpet with Hank Mobley on the tenor saxophone and George Morrow playing the bass. Recorded December 20th of 1957, the song Raoul, a Max Roach original. It's Charles Mingus. blues for waltz torn. From Charlie Mingus, and one recorded on the album Oh Yeah on Atlantic Records. Oh Yeah. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassi, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available. Thank you. Coming up next is Jay McShann on Chiaroscuro Records. That's the music of the Modern Jazz Quartet with Harry Sweets Edison and Illinois Jacquette in tow. That's from June of 1992 at the Power Station in New York City. And the album called MJQ and Friends. A beautiful album and a 40th anniversary for the band. Recorded on Atlantic Records. And preceding that, it was the music of Marcus Printup, the trumpeter from Detroit, Michigan. Nocturnal Traces is the album on Blue Note Records. And Have You Met Miss Jones? Followed by Indiana, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Friends, here on Jazz with David Bassi. Good to have friends. Hope you're a friend. And if you'd like to friend us on Facebook, we have a Facebook page called Jazz with David Bassi on Facebook. Check in there. We'll tell you all kinds of cool things about various things that we're doing around the country with jazz radio. Also on our website, davidbasse.com. I've had a long and fun history with Jay McShann and his family over the years. In 2004, I sat down in a recording studio with Jay and just sat at the piano and talked about his career. And he talked a lot about Plas Johnson and how Plas would take a song that Jay had recorded as a vocal and then recorded as an instrumental number and have a hit on it. And then it would make his hit on it, Jay's hit on it, sell more records. They did that again and again over the years. Later in life, he did some cruises where he did that same sort of hanging out with his friends. Here's Jay on the road. On the Road with Jay McShann. Up next, Charlie Parker. Yeah, Jay McShann, Kansas City. And, well, he went to Kansas City in 1936. Charlie Parker was one of his first discoveries, I guess. Jay McShann and My Child. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey, and perhaps you're a business owner, and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassey listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and community radio stations across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks. Thank you. Coming up, it's pianist Brad Mehldau. That's pianist Ray Bryant and the trio, and a classic from Prestige Records, Prestige 7098. And preceding that, more classic music from Savoy Jazz this time, the complete Dial and Savoy recordings of Charlie Parker and Byrd's Cool Blues, recorded in 1949 with Errol Garner at the piano. Ray Bryant's Blues Changes comes from an album on Prestige in 1957, recorded April the 5th of 1957 at Rudy Van Gelder's studio with bassist Ike Isaacs and drummer Specs Wright. Ray Bryant, one of the amazing pianists, kind of an unsung hero of jazz, preceded by the greatest alto saxophonist of all time, Charlie Parker, in 1949. Here's one from an album called Ode, and this was recorded March the 20th of 2012 by Nonesuch Records. It features bassist Larry Grenadier, drummer Jeff Ballard, joining Brad Mehldau for one entitled M.B. Thank you.
while it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn and summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. River, it likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly. Eagle, it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn and summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play just the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We gotta be free, the eagle and me, just like the possum and the ivy and the bumblebee. We gotta be free, the eagle and me.
Vocalist Tierney Sutton on BFM Jazz. The Tierney Sutton Band, Christian Jacob, Kevin Axe, Trey Henry, and drummer Ray Brinker, out in 2011, American Road. Preceding that, an album called Ode for Leo, with Larry Grenadier and Jeff Ballard.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 69 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. It's 69 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.